After a punt there on the first play of the second quarter, Hugoton would get the ball at their own 32-yard line after a short return by Ashton Burris. But they would move the ball down the field and get a first down. Scott said we call a timeout to readjust their alignment. But then Hugoton had a big play that set him up in prime position to have the first points of the game.
13 yards to go for the Eagles around the left hash mark. Most the field here at Darner Field in the shade. High snap, but play fake by Sawyer Harper. Now looking for the home run ball right side. And that is going to be caught. Diving down to the 1 yard line. Oh. Trevor Bogan makes a diving catch. Justice McDaniel right there. Coverage first and goal. Hugoton at the one.
They would actually mark that at about the 3 yard line. And then on first and goal, Hugoton would rush it. They'd actually be literally inches away from scoring on Scott City. If they would have scored on this series, it would have been their first lead on Scott City since 2005. But third down, Scott City pushed him back a little bit further.
Michael Mendoza to snap it to Harper, standing at the five. It'll be a carry right side. Austin Dale, Cale Goodman brings him down for a loss of four back to the five-yard line, and it'll bring up a big fourth and goal coming.
So then on fourth down, Hugoton had one last chance here to take their first lead on Scott City in 14 years or 10 times they've played in the series. Here's how it turned out.
Shotgun for Harper, back to pass, looking right, out, throws in the middle, pass incomplete. It was low throw and in the end zone about 5 yards deep for the intended receiver.
There you go.
And a big turnover on downs. They're looking for Trevor Bogan that time.
So that would be a big turnover on downs for the Scott City defense. And that kind of changed the momentum a little bit there. Scott City would put together a drive that started at their own 5 yard line with 8:38 to go in the second quarter and a no score. And, you know, 95 yards, that's a long ways and your third possession of the year. Scott City would find a way to march it down the field. They had to overcome a lot of penalties on this drive as well. But here was a big third down and long play that set him up near midfield.
The fifth play of the drive, Scott see the ball thrown 25, scoreless game. Play fake, here's King rolling to his left. We'll throw it up for Hunter Yeager, wide open, 40, 45 midfield, cuts it up inside the numbers, still at his feet, breaks through a tackle, but can't break through the last tackle, all the way to the 39 of Hugoton.
That 36-yard pass play set up Scott City on the plus side of the 50-yard line. They would actually score on a sweep play to the right side later in this drive, but that would be called back because of a block in the back. Scottsdale would also be sacked in this possession as well. They would be setting up on 4th and 18 at the 32-yard line of Hugoton, where it was a familiar connection on this drive, converting once again.
Two wings set up, shotgun here for King, standing about the 40-yard line, has all kinds of time, fires in the middle field, wide open is Yeager, it's a first down, and goal to go at the 8-yard line. He found the middle of that zone coverage, a 25-yard pass play to the 7, and it's first and goal.
So with first and goal at the Hugoton 8-yard line, knocking on the door and in the red zone for the first time, can the Scott City Beavers score the first points of the game? Cale Goodman says yes.
Trying to get the first points on the board this season. Up the middle, it's Goodman. Touchdown right up the middle from 8 yards out. Cale Goodman, who scored just one rushing touchdown a year ago, gets the first points of the year for Scott City with 3:52 to go first half. 6-0 Scott City.
So the extra point was booted in by Alexis Reyes. The Scott City Beavers led 7-0 there with 3:52 to go first half as they went 95 yards and 11 plays, converting a third down and a fourth down on that drive and got that touchdown run from Cale Goodman from 8 yards out. The teams would also punt on their next possessions. In fact, it would pretty much be back and forth to end the half there, a short amount of time. But Scott City would take the 7-0 lead into the locker room over the Hugoton Eagles. In that first half, the Beavers would actually pick up 223 yards of offense unofficially there, 19 carries, 103 yards, 110 through the air, but they would be penalized in that first half 8 times for 85 yards. That was a big story in that first half there, penalties for Scott City. Halted a couple of good drives there, but they were able to get to convert two of those penalties with the first downs and end up that touchdown, that 95-yard drive. And Hugoton just had 90 yards in that first half, 91 through the air and minus one on the ground unofficially. In that first half, it was 7-0 Scott City. More calls of the game when we come back for our third segment here on this season opening win for Scott City, 14-0.